Welcome back, everyone, to episode 25 of Tabula Cast, part of the Virgin Worlds Collective. I'm your host, John, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Matt.
Hello.
So this week we're going to talk about a few things from the news and from the world of TR. It's going to be a bit of a shorter show than usual this week because we covered quite a lot last week, so I thought we'd give your ears a bit of a rest. We'll go through a few of the big topics from this week, which are that the AFS War College has been announced. There's a new test map on PTS, hopefully going out later today. Our continued immersion project. A little bit of news from Cuppa Joe about our buddy system, and a little bit of a chat about Planet TR and 10 Ton Hammer. We've also got a listener email to go through as well. So how was your week, Matt?
Oh, it was pretty good, a lot quieter than before, just the run-up to the end-of-year ball. Dun, dun, dun.
That's tonight, isn't it?
Yeah,
really looking forward to that one.
My house is full of semi-drunk people, even now.
Is anyone going to burst in?
Yeah, that's the point. Maybe. It'll be fun.
So I managed to play quite a bit of TR this week. I was, as you know, I've been catching up on Targets of Opportunities and managed to sort of... I realised I had, like, on this character, I had, like, three or four Targets of Opportunity that I hadn't completed. I just neglected to get on and level up. And going back through them was great because you sort of want, you know, you go back to sort of revisit some of the levels, and I managed to jump into Ella Vale, and that place is beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. I really enjoyed that first time I went and did it.
It really sort of recaptured my sort of the whole spirit of TR for me, and sort of why I fell in love with it in the first place, and it just sort of that whole bridge mission and sort of going across and gaining entry and. Just lots of neat little things they do with the visuals in there. It just is really, really cool mission. And it was great to sort of get back in there. And I've seen you sort of running around a bit. And we've managed to sort of group a little bit together this week as well, haven't we?
Yeah. I tried to clock some more TR hours this week. it was good. I like TR. It's fun. I can just drop in and... do 30 minutes or an hour or whatever, and there's no pressure.
It's certainly a more flexible MMO from that point of view, isn't it? You know, you sort of, like I was saying, and I've sort of said on my blog a bit this week, I've sort of realised it is a very suitable game for all sorts of people, giving you that flexibility to either play it for short amounts of time or long amounts of time, and it's that's quite rare in an MMO.
Yeah, no, it's I think they've done well to go that way, because so many games try and aim for like this hardcore gamer sort of ethic where you have to grind or you have to be part of a really PvP centric or objective centric guild or whatever, that they missed out on a lot of the casual players and whatever.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, and I think you know, as TR becomes more involved, it will get that sort of deeper level of content and stuff for players, but it needs to be balanced, doesn't it? And there needs to be something for everyone, I think, to make a game suitable, really.
Yeah, in an ideal world, certainly.
NCSoft are evil. Do you know what they've done to me as well this week? Last weekend, they sent me a little email saying, oh, hi, John, how are you? We'd like you to come and play City of Heroes for the weekend for free. So I did. And I've fallen back in love with that game as well. It's great. And very similar in that sense. It's got that whole... obviously, it's got a comic book feel to it because it's a comic book-centric game. But, you know, TR's very comic booky in a sense like that. But it's like candy to me. I don't know. It's just like bright coloured sweets that just draw me in.
It's so impressionable.
But the fact that the games are just simple fun and they're not a chore to play, and you can just, you know, you can just get in straight away and roll out this really weird and wonderful character. So I've been checking that out too, and I'm splitting my game time this week, which has been good actually. Been really enjoying it.
Excellent.
So let's go and get on in with the news. So one of the first topics I wanted to discuss today was the fact that we... had an announcement earlier in the week that the 2008 AFS War College has been announced. And if you haven't heard of this, the War College is like a tradition in bringing together people who are sort of part of the community or play the game a lot, or who send a lot of like bug reports and feedback reports to the devs, and they sort of get them together to address the, you know, the things that they think need to be worked on with the game. So identify issues with regards to development and critical sort of ideas, really. They kind of sell it from a role play point of view as well, to a, you know, it's part of the military organization's success, so it is part of the AFS, but it's actually about getting members of the community together to discuss ideas from the game, which I thought was pretty cool. So the people that have been invited to attend, so they've been announced by General Darkstar and General British, were the following call signs. So the people invited to attend are Mr. Glass, Woebringer, we've got Line, hello Line, haven't spoken to you for a while, Lannister, Tank Hard Drive, Pegasus MD, Youngblood, and Rothnang. So it's, I've seen a lot of these names floating about in various forums and fan sites, and part of the Alpha Wolf pack that is no more as well. So I've seen these names floating about. So I think it's a pretty good choice, but it'd be interesting to see what they're going to bring to the table and what's going to be discussed.
Yeah, I mean, are they open to bribes or?
Well, the first thing that is very interesting is that these are all US players. And I suspect that's just purely logistics at this stage, and perhaps in future attendees can be from, you know, both the US and abroad, but it will be interesting to see what this this brings, and you know, what sort of things would we want them to discuss, you know, as well. I mean, there's definitely things like crafting and end game, that much is obvious, but you know, what else could they discuss?
I like TR and it mostly works at the moment, but there's so much stuff that's going on, so much stuff that the devs are working on, like class balances and all this extra content and completely new ways of playing the game, like PAUs and clan and control points. So they could pretty much talk about anything and have a relevant point.
But do you think it is relevant for them to hold this big meeting and ship players out and to come and attend this event and they just talk about, you know, PAUs, which we all know we want and we all know are in development and we all know are coming? Or, you know, do we really need them to sit there and talk about craft balancing, class balancing, when in fact we know it needs balancing and it will just be an ongoing process? I mean, are they going to sit down with these, what is it, 8 players and base class balancing on their opinion? Or do we have to get in contact with these players? Do these players need to reach out to the community and, you know, see what the community wants? It all depends really on what sort of job these people are going to do, and you know what they're going to bring up. I wouldn't want it to turn into just sort of a big class discussion, you know, or a big rant about, you know, end game. You know, it really needs to be quite specific things about end game and what the players want.
Yeah, I mean, if they're just bringing over people they think might enjoy talking to about classes or endgame or whatever, then that's really, really stupid. If they are basically going, we're paying people to read the forums, it's taking many hours out of their general productivity, I know, let's get some players, let's make them feel wanted and get them to be our human filters for the forums,
then that possibly
is both intelligent in maximizing their productivity and again a little risky in the fact that, well, these are players, they're people, they're out there in the community all the time, they're open to a lot more suggestions.
I don't doubt the capability of these individuals. I just think, you know, there's a lot more than just these 8 people, so I think these players have been chosen because they're responsible enough to actually take on the views of the community and are big community players. I mean, for example, if you take Line, I'm pretty sure, if it's the same Line I'm thinking of, was part of the Alpha Wolf Pack, who used to act as a research team, effectively, and a go-between between the community and the devs. You know, so that's a great choice right there. You know, you've got Tank Hard Drive, who is big active on Planet TR. I've actually seen a post from Tank Hard Drive asking people to speak up about what they want discussed. So I think that's great. That's definitely the right move to make. So if you head over to Planet TR, please participate in that thread, because I think that's important. So it'll be interesting. It's going to be held at Destination Game Studio in Austin, Texas, on June the 13th. And you know, each participant is going to have the opportunity to spend a day with the dev team, talking, eating, and getting a sneak peek of Deployment 10 as well.
What?
Yeah, I know. I'm quite jealous of that. So it is going to be a cool. If anything, it'll be a cool day out. so you know, they'll be encouraged to sort of ask questions and clarify issues that they bring, you know, from us as players. So it'll be interesting, and there'll be someone corresponding on that to document the events and report back to us all. Now, it does interest me, because I don't know if you recall when they started this game, and it was either launch or end of beta or something like that. Richard Garriott set up this big, like, laser battle thing. Do you remember that?
No.
He invited loads of members of the press over to, I think it might have been his house or to the dev studios or somewhere like that. And there was, they set up this big, like, sci-fi thing with loads of smoke grenades and laser guns. And they actually got to take part in, like, almost like a real-life simulation of a control point battle.
That's awesome.
Which was really cool. So I'd like to see, something like that sprung on them this year. You know, something to top it. I think that would be good.
That would be pretty awesome. I just moved into cynical mode just now. I thought, well, they're bringing a couple of people over to Austin, Texas, spending day with the devs, getting a sneak peek, corresponding. Is it just a big PR exercise?
Maybe. Could be.
Just to show they're the loving, caring people.
Yeah, could be a PR exercise, but it seems like a pretty good one. talking about Destination Games and NCSoft and things along this line, I just want to really big up the GMs at the moment. I've had a couple of issues this week. Do you remember we were running around and I had an Ela Temples quest outstanding, didn't I? And it was balked and it wouldn't finish for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that evening, after we played, I logged back in and I thought, oh, I'm going to send this petition. So I sent a petition, and within 2 minutes, GM Emily... Hello, GM Emily, if you're listening. She came on, she spoke to me, she talked me through it, she said, yeah, I can see that's a problem, and she fixed it within, like, 2 minutes. And that was pretty, pretty incredible, I thought. I thought that was a really, really good service there. So I think the GMs are doing a great, great job with that.
Yeah, the limited experience I've had with the GMs, just seeing them pipe up in general about something, whatever. Thankfully, I've not had any major bugs that need fixing, but it's all been very good. They're much loved.
They were, like, really apologetic and, like, I'm sorry you've had this problem. I hope it doesn't ruin your enjoyment. And I said, do you listen to Tabula Cast? And she said, no, I've never heard of you.
Oops.
No, she didn't quite say that. But I said I'd like to thank her on the show, like, today. And she said, oh, there's no need. So it was quite cool. I thought it was good.
Awesome. Thank you, GM Emily.
So the other bit of news we've had in the Feedback Friday this week was the announcement of this really, really cool test map, which is a Control Point war game test map. And they opened up saying that you know, there's been tons of bloodshed at Destination Games, which, because they've obviously been testing this thing out. and what they have is they've created this test map, and the idea is it's to help them test and develop the Clannad Control Point war game stuff. For when we've got to fight for our right to own a point. So the best way for them to test this was to make a map specifically with, like, two ends to it, two fortresses, and inside each is a control point that is owned by the relevant side. So they've made this map, and there's two teleporters, red and blue, so that's how you decide which side you're going to pick up to test it out. So it's kind of like a quick sort of free-for-all skirmish that you jump into, and you can get to it via the test server, and of course there's new features on the test server which should have gone live last night, but when we logged in this morning this wasn't all on there, so because we were chomping at the bit to try this out. And basically what will happen is you know that little bit of the where you come out of the tutorial zone And you come down the hill from the dropship into Aliadas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's been so long since I've been there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you go back up that hill, you'll be able to use that ship, and there'll be a point where you can jump to this test map.
All right.
And then you can jump in, pick a teleport, pick a side. I'm pretty sure you've got all the abilities to get kitted out and leveled up and all that sort of stuff. And I thought this is really, really cool. It's a nice way to get people to test the feature out, but... You sort of get dropped into like a staging area, so you get the helpful NPCs, and then you can just sort of pick your side and sort of just jump on with each other. But it made me think, you know, this is only a test feature. This is a test map, and you know it will ultimately filter down to us in the form of the control points all over the maps. But this is a really nice idea to have as a sort of permanent feature.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, why not have a zone or like an arena? Let's set aside purposeful battle and reasons for fighting each other. But what about if you had, or let's call it a war game simulation, or it's our training camp for fighting the Bane. It's a place we go to practice and train. Yeah, and you jump into this PvP arena, and it's something that you can just grab instant PvP whenever you like.
I suppose. Yeah, okay. That makes sense. You've sold it to me.
You don't sound convinced. Why, what was your initial thoughts on that?
Well, I just thought, well, that kind of thing is, well, CPs. You know, capture the flag. It is effectively CPs. And this is a great method for testing out... basically, it might be a great way of testing out some of the class and balance changes and whatever, and it'd be a great way of playing with a control point dynamic without having to wait for a load of people to go to a control point in test server. But I'm not entirely sure where it fits in with the game on live, even if it'll get to live. I don't know.
But that's the thing. I mean, the control point battles, you have to schedule, don't you, a window, an auction to win, to take over the opportunity of this battle. I'm thinking of something that's going to be accessible to everybody at any time, and call it the training camp or whatever you want to call it. I just think, you know, some people will want to just jump in and grab a bit of quick PvP now and then.
Yeah. Maybe. It'd be a great way to farm prestige day.
Well, yeah, there is that. they're also going to test out the clan lockboxes in this feature. So basically you get clan lockboxes, and they're adding, you know, two to the test server for testing. You find these in Twin Pillars and Fort Defiance around the barracks areas. So tradable items, prestige, credits, etc. can be stored and accessed by clan members. So in the future, they'll add... functionality like restricting access to this, so it could be set by clan leaders and on the clan tab. So it'd be interesting to start sort of seeing that coming into play, because we've definitely got prestige out the window. I'm craving prestige like anything. I don't know what it is. It's like this new shiny thing I need to collect, and it's brilliant. I just want as much of it as possible. Well, on Tuesday night when we were playing, everyone was sort of... more so than I've seen with anything else, you know, how much prestige have you got? You know, I've got more prestige than you. You know, it was like, I don't know, it was like some sort of big E-peen thing.
Prestige magpies.
But cool, it shows people are interested in it. It's definitely the most motivated I've seen people about collecting things in a long time.
Yeah, considering the loot isn't worth it.
Yeah, definitely. And there was at the bottom of all of this, there was a little patch note preview with regards to deployment 9, and it sort of said, yeah, we're currently working on 10, but this is what we're going to 9 we're going to see on test. And it says the classes and combat team have made some improvements as well to several abilities, and this is based on playtesting and our feedback. It's really important to send feedback forms, I've learned, because they do actually read them. So it's everyone's sort of responsibility to send those. There's a feedback form on the main website that you can send your info into. But, you know, along with making combat more fun, sort of one of the goals for the team is to make combat faster and more dynamic, which is the true spirit of TR, isn't it? So it's based on that, in Deployment 9, the following abilities have had their casting times decreased. We've got Tectonic Strike, scatter bombs, resistance, cure, bioaugmentation, and reconstruction. So, you know, that's just some of the things that we might be seeing in the future. Well, we will be seeing in the future patches. But they're testing out lots of abilities at the moment, and sort of seeing whether you're able to cast them while moving and things like that.
Yeah, I think they said they were looking at increasing the duration of stuff like Create Clone, because I've noticed with my Exo at the moment, it's a bit of a pain in the butt turning around and going, oh, he's despawned already, I'll have to recast him.
So it could be quite... make things faster again, you know, if you can cast and run or run, you know, do it whilst you're moving, it brings that fast paced thing sort of up and running again. So, you know, all sorts of durations like spotters and Create Clone, like you said, and all that sort of stuff is they just want to take it away from being a hassle, don't they?
Yeah, which is definitely the right move.
Yeah, cool. So, a good little Feedback Friday. I look forward to checking that out. I was hoping to be able to check it out this morning before we recorded. It kind of feels like, I don't know, a little bit of sort of like playing a first-person shooter, doesn't it? The whole idea of this test map where you can just jump in and choose a map and play a game. And I can't help thinking that this is to test our reaction to it. Like I said, if we like this on test server and then it's just about control points, but everyone says, oh, I love it, and they continue playing on the test server, might say something about whether it should be in game somewhere else or not.
Yeah. I mean, the first time I saw it, I thought, "Ooh, look, Team Fortress." it's going to have to grow on me. I think I'm unconvinced of, other than, you know, just messing about. And again, that still relies on other people wanting to do it at the same time. And there isn't always enough people online for that kind of thing. Well, the population is lower than I would like anyway, but it would be a great way of farming prestige.
You are a prestige whore as well, aren't you? I can tell.
Yeah, I am. I just haven't had much opportunity because I've been helping out this certain lower level chap and haven't had chance to get prestige. Yeah, you.
You just said you love it.
On the mat now.
I think that's an interesting point, though. I think our clan are quite helpful like that, of helping out lower levels to catch up. It seems to be something we all are quite keen to do, doesn't it? And sort of taking turns helping each other out, which is quite rare sometimes.
Yeah, it's quite strange because it seems that whenever we get round to another week's clan night, it's everybody is all too eager to drop their mains and find an ult and go help someone else.
It's really nice. It's really it's really good. I want to grow the clan in that sense, keeping it like that with that sort of balance of people without sort of rushing us to just get bigger and bigger. Although that is so tempting at the moment with these control points on the horizon.
Yeah.
But quality, not quantity.
You keep telling yourself that.
So Matt, I caught you doing your Project Immersion this week.
My dirty little habit.
I know, I did. No, I was like, I sort of just randomly in the middle of sort of asked you the question, have you got your radars turned off? And you're like, yes, I have. And I'm having so much more fun doing this. It's definitely increased my immersion for sure. Just that simple thing has kept me, you know, fresh and interested in my environment more than anything. Like I say, Ella Vale, I just like walked around that place, tried to find people without, even though I knew where they were from memory, tried to find people without using the waypoint system, and just really enjoyed it. You know, it is really, really good, continuing from what we did last week. I'm struggling to see a way to enhance on that with TR, because I think the immersion thing with TR is very different, because the sci-fi setting allows you to have chat systems and things like that. So I'm wondering if I'm going to have to sort of just limit myself anyway. I was listening to Bo again. He was chatting on Witty Ranter podcast, and they've discussed this topic over two podcasts of about an hour and a half each,
Whoa.
And it really is worth a listen, and it's lots of people sort of chatting and about their opinions on, you know, and basically the whole discussion is RP versus XP. But you know, Bo's been sort of saying about his little things again, and like if it's raining, he has to take shelter. And he said, what if there were systems in games, so if it was raining, your a weather system would sort of like affect your stamina, bar would drop, so you couldn't do anything, you know. Or again, as the moon goes down, you're feeling tired, so your stamina bar drops. So it actually is built into the game system, these kind of things.
That would be really cool. I'm not sure how well it would sell there.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very niche market, isn't it? I think that was the conclusion they came to. But that was kind of... The whole conversation sort of went back to Star Wars Galaxies again and campfires.
Oh, I miss campfires.
Just, it's crazy. When you try and explain it to someone who's not played it, or, you know, they're not really into it, but the whole simple process of, like, you know, nightfall came down in SWC and it got dark, didn't it? If you didn't have a torch, you couldn't see.
Oh, it was...
If you did not turn your torch on, you would struggle to see.
But
you could
bad.
See, like, campfires in the distance, and you'd go over and there'd be groups of people. And you just sit down and chat and buff each other and heal each other. And then the sun would come up, and then you could carry on. And you could carry on anyway with your torch or whatever. But I used to get quite into that, and it'd be really nice to see more games doing that. But we can sort of make these rules up for ourselves. But it's quite, I have learned, it is quite tricky to implement in this fast-paced environment.
Yeah, I can't imagine that kind of gameplay fitting into TR at all, really.
No, there's not really. It's not about resting. It's about getting as much dead bodies around you as possible.
About killing the crusty soldier.
So I do wonder if there is some other way we can immerse ourselves, and I'm keen to see if any listeners have any opinions on that. Whilst we sort of think about further immersion, maybe we should get Bo on here sometime. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I'm sure Bo would be up for that. I'll have a chat with him, in fact. So yeah, been carrying on with the immersion thing. Again, had emails from players sort of saying that they're trying this and are liking it. But again, be interesting to see how much further we can take this.
Yeah, I mean, I turned my mini map off. I turned all the icons off, apart from the dropship points, because they kind of highlight the main base, which I assume you would have marked anyway. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I'm not massively feeling the immersion at the moment. I don't know if it's because I do remember all the maps and all the missions clearly.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I find that because I actually do remember the areas, it's not as effective. I almost wish I did this from the beginning.
Yeah.
So if you're a new player to TR, try it. But like something again Bo said was that he's got a mission where he's got to go see somebody in a castle over in this other land. He doesn't use maps. He draws himself or prints out a map, just showing the, so it's almost like a route map just from where he is to the location, and uses that to get there rather than having a big map with everything labeled on it. So it's almost like somebody's given him this map to, you know, you must go and find this person. Here's a map.
Yeah. This works so well in a big fantasy setting.
Yeah,
it does. Like Vanguard. It's perfect.
Exactly. And that's what Bo plays. And I kind of think it's a shame that there isn't a way to do this in the sci-fi world. I'm going to work on that. I really am. So I was speaking to a few people on Planet TR this week, and whilst I was sort of trawling through the forums, the first thing I want to notice and sort of point out to people that I noticed was that Planet TR have made a conscious decision, some of the senior members over there, to put all the rants and the negativity, and I don't mean all negativity, I mean non-constructive negativity, into a rants and flames group on the forum. Because obviously one of the big things about Planet TR is when people feedback constructiveness about things that aren't right in the game, it does get listened to by the devs and they do act upon that. But there was a lot of people just who had either quit the game or were not into it anymore, and they were just ranting and still on the forums just churning out the same old negativity. So that's been moved somewhere else. And when I visit PTR now, the community just feels so much nicer over there at the moment.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, it does. It feels really, really positive, and there's some great discussions going on. And like I say, people are actively participating in discussions about this War College thing and about the test map. And it seems really, really good place to be at the moment. And it's definitely on the up over there as a community. And I really, really wanted to point that out, that it's seeing vast improvements. And that also reminded me to jump over to 10tonhammer.com as well and check out the TR forums over there. And again, a very similar thing. It was really nice to see some discussions going on without sort of breaking down into derogatory comments. It was all, you know, positive, relative discussions about the state of the game. And really, really enjoying myself on those forums at the moment.
Yeah, there's some very motivated and very astute people on those forums, and a lot of what they're saying often got sort of bogged down in rants and flames and forum trolls and stuff. It's good to see it's being filtered a bit.
Yeah, it's great. It really is redeeming itself in my books as a place to go for PTR stuff, for TR stuff even. But one of the things I really picked up over there was a post from Cuppa Joe, who was saying that the current system we have for, you know, friend system, which is a bit weak, isn't it? I mean, someone has to be online to add them as a friend, and you can't send messages or anything like that. Well, what they're working on is actually making the friend system based on your account rather than based on your character.
That would be so awesome.
Yeah, kind of like they've got over on City of Heroes, where you've got a global chat name, and if someone adds the global chat name to the list, whenever you're online as any of your characters, they can find you and send you messages. And I think that's a really, really good way to go, especially where we've got so many alts and stuff that you can have with the clones in this game.
Yeah, me and my alt army.
Be great if you could play those all at the same time. You'd be happy, wouldn't you?
Well, you know, I'd be able to single-handedly take over the world.
I can't wait for some squad control missions, you know, command opportunity stuff. That the kind of what they were hinting at, where you can control a squad. I think if they do look at those stuff at the War College, something to implement, that'd be great.
Yeah. I can't see that happening anytime soon, but it'll be so good when it does.
Long game, mate. This is a long game, I've decided.
Yeah, I'm here for the long haul.
Cool. So we had a bit of an email from a listener called Niklas, who very kindly got in contact with me. And he said, hi, I just tried the trial for Tabula Rasa, and I must say I was surprised on how much more interesting it was than expected. It reminds me a bit of Planetscape and feels a bit like taken from a movie when you stand up on the wall on a control point. More exact, he's put Space Troopers here, I think he thinks the name was. He says, the movie with the gigantic bugs. Well, that's Starship Troopers, it's got to be. and however, after listening to your show and playing some more, I'm beginning to get into the game more and more, and especially the story or some of the quests. He does have a bit of a concern here is that we brought up in one of our podcasts that the game has not been taking up on the income list, so that's the NCSoft financials I think he's referring to there. Sure, you know, it does not have the biggest player base at the moment, but the game is still young. 6 months isn't much. He says, look at EVE, 5 years running and still got a small player base compared to games like WoW. Yeah, I mean, that's something I said. I said, you know, EVE was popular at first, then it took a drop, and then it's got this steady climbing curve. And again, that's something we've seen with Vanguard lately. Vanguard is constantly on the up, and we all know, you know, the bad time that had at the start.
Oh god, yeah. I popped in on Vanguard for a month not so long ago, and it's seen so many improvements.
Yeah, and I do think this is the way to go. I mean, it does. I can understand why people are disappointed. Because, I mean, if you look at Conan, and yes, I've mentioned Conan again, but that well, everyone sort of predicted that to be a failed launch, but that was actually a pretty successful launch, I think, as far as MMOs go. I think it's reasonably stable. It is a high-spec game, and it's running very, very well. I think the content's all there. I think it's been picked up, and that's been proved in the popularity. I think they had something like 400,000 concurrent connections within the first month.
Yeah, they've done quite well, I think.
Yeah. So I can understand why people are disappointed with TR and other games in that sort of sense. You know, they sort of we sort of expect the world from these games. We do set ourselves high expectations, but like I said, this is the long game, and I don't think people have much to worry about. I think, you know, over the course of this year, it seems to be that things are going to head a bit more seriously with development, and it'll be growing and growing, and we'll see many, many expansions in the future. He goes on to say here, though, so I digress there. He said, it would be great if we got a couple of random interviews with community managers for updates of what's going on. Well, we have had, as I've said, we have had community managers on this show before, and they love coming on talking to us, and they've said they'll always come back. But I guess they don't really know themselves. I mean, they're not strictly part of the development team. They do hear things. Tia did say that she, you know, there was so much she wished she could tell us. but they are limited on what they can say, so I'm not entirely sure having them on would achieve anything, because like she said, it's horrible if they promise you something or they say yeah we're talking about that, and then it doesn't come in, you know, because they change it or it the plan changes in the long game again. So they can't really come on and put you at ease about what you want, and because everybody's opinion is different. So I think it's a very difficult job as a community manager to please everybody, and I'm sure whoever came on and chatted about that wouldn't be able to please everybody. Maybe they could come on and please a majority. I don't know.
Or just please us.
Yeah, or just please me and you. That would be great.
That'll be fine. They could. There's always the option of not so much come on for like a review or anything like that, but maybe just before a big launch or just as they're doing a big launch, come on and talk about it and build up some excitement or something.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is, I do find that interesting. So what I'm going to do is, I'm actually going to pass this on to Avatea and to Critters, both respectively in the EU and the US, and see what their thoughts are on it, and see if I can get some feedback on that for you. So because I think that's an interesting point. But Nicholas goes on here to sort of talk about some ideas, sort of a few ideas he's got scrambling on in his brain, he says. And his idea is planet warfare. At the moment, we have a few control points that we can fight the Bane for, but something that hit him was, why not expand the idea? For example, make it a bit of a mission step. So step one, capture and hold two or more control points. Step two, once the control points are captured, you can continue onwards to the next objective. So that could be a Bane main base or something like that. Once that one is taken, you would have secured the planet. You know, but of course, at any time, it might be counterattacked. So that's an interesting concept. I like that one.
That'd be quite cool, especially if there is some kind of global bonus or something based on that, like a small XP buff or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, to make it worth your while. The other thing he talks about is factions, and he says, like the guy said from TabulaCast. Oh, that's us, Matt.
Ooh.
He says maybe a second faction where you have a few folks that have gone rogue from the main force. Yeah, again, this is something I brought up and we discussed. Maybe they decide to continue the war for the highest bidder or fighting for something else. So that's my whole Merc idea there. He
fighting
likes that
for
idea
pie. Pie. Pixies! That's who the second faction should be. Pixies.
Oh, dear. Right. You know, and he says something like that would open up the Sexton faction and open up faction warfare, which something that is lacking in this game, I believe, personally. Is factional warfare. Vehicles. Now, yes, PAUs are going to be great, but, you know, he says here, I saw some vid somewhere where a dev said that the whole point with the portals in TB was for people to run and explore, and once they'd done it once, they just take the portal. However, with new planets, as the game progresses, vehicles, ground and air is something that they could add, and it would add intensivity and a cool factor. Right now, we see the air transports and we see mechs, but if they were drivable, that would certainly add something to this game in terms of transport. I guess, you know, when you're playing Halo, and it's sort of so easy to run around, and in the same sense, too, you know, you run around, and it's very easy to just run around and shoot. But it's something very cool about jumping into a vehicle in Halo.
Yeah.
And just plummeting around. In a sense, in something like Grand Theft Auto as well, it's not necessarily has a point or a purpose each time, but it's just fun. And not everything needs a purpose. So maybe something like he's put tanks or Humvees here. I think something like a quad bike.
Yeah, I personally think it'd be an awful idea.
You're thinking from a development point of view, though. That's your little development head.
Well, maybe it is, but I just there's not enough space.
Yeah,
I mean, you drive for like 20 seconds.
It doesn't take long to run around a map, does it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you drive for like 20 seconds and you'd be at the other end of the map. It'd be like, wow, you're driving, it's really cool. Oh, it's over. Mm. It'd be weird.
I've said this before, the maps are quite small. Although they don't feel it, they are. And it's to add vehicles into that might take away from that. Which is, again, I'm not really sure where PAUs are heading. I'd never wanted PAUs to be about transport. I wanted them to be about combat.
Yeah. But then with a new planet, they could do different size playfields.
Well,
please,
yeah,
everyone.
I mean, why not have big stretches of road in between, you know, things like that?
Be good.
Yeah, interesting. So he says, along with the idea of vehicles, he says the new objectives could be inserted with these. You know, you could escort a convoy from one side of the map to another, attack a heavily armed Bane force or Renegade force. And he says, with vehicles, there is three options he can see. That no skills, so everybody can use them. Or they use the current class branching system. Start as a basic driver. You can drive some motorbike or something. And then, you know, without a weapon, but sort of a recon ability. Then branch two, you have a combat weapon. And so on and so forth. You know, as you climb up, you get a better thing, really. Or option three would be to branch off air to ground. So branch one, all ground vehicles, and branch two, all air vehicles. Like I say, if you had air vehicles in this, you'd be from one side of that map to another in 10 seconds. Unless they were really slow, but then again, what does that achieve? I suppose it's the cool factor thing. I'm not quite so sure about that.
They should just stick some helium balloons on the characters. You can just float straight up and not go anywhere.
Have you been watching Curious George again?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I've got kids. I watch these movies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the kids' fault. Sure.
That reminds me, yesterday, and sort of talking about to this, I was sat in the lounge, you know, and the kids were sat, like, I'll put something on telly. So I put on the Starship Troopers animated series.
Oh, yeah.
And which is cool, I love it. And then I turn around, and like after sort of episode two, my wife comes and she says, "Are you going to play with the kids?" And I said, "What?" I said, "We're watching TV." And then I look round, and I'm lying on the sofa watching TV, and they're all in the garden.
Nice one, John. We're parent points right there.
I'm not quite sure what happened. So Nicholas goes on to discuss here taking over control points. He says, even though the current system is very cool for PvE, I think if PvP style between clans is going to be working better, then I think a look at games like Planetscape is in order. I touched on this last week again. First, you have to get inside the base perimeter and secure it, and that's where Tabula Rasa ends with a base takeover. But in PvP, that could get boring. So what about a bunker under the base? Let's say we take over the base, you know, like a gate and such, like we do now. But there's like a second part underground that has to be taken over to get completed. So there's like two areas you have to. I suppose it's a bit like one's gaining entry and two's capturing the flag. And, you know, maybe put force fields along the way and turrets in the bunker and bits and pieces like that. Make it more of a challenge. That sounds more like a mission map to me.
Yeah.
Kind of like you used to have the Corvette runs in Star Wars Galaxies where you could go on the big spaceships and plow through them, and it was like a big long instance map, effectively a bit like doing an instance now. So it would almost be like an instance space. I know he's getting more of a persistent thing here, but I see that sort of thing as, yes, you capture the base, but then you go into it, into an instance underneath it, and maybe that's like a crashed mothership or, you get beamed onto a mothership and you have to plough through that sort of thing. That sort of thing would excite me more.
That'd be cool.
And then he's got one little final point here about targeting, and he says, I'm not sure if it's possible. When I tried to be the support guy in a group doing Pravis Instance, I had a hard time fixing him up due to mobs being in the way. Now, of course, with automatic weapons, you're supposed to stay away from your enemy and take them out from a distance. But when your allies decide to go close, is there any way to come up with a command to target your squad members? Well, this has recently been fixed, hasn't it, Matt? I mean, you're more of a healer than me, so do you want to answer this one?
Yeah, I mean, now with the new targeting thing, you can lock on using your heal tool to an ally and then switch back to your weapon and have a separate lock-on for your offensive weapon. Mm-hmm. And then whenever you change back to that tool, it is automatically locked onto that player, provided they're in your field of view. And you don't have to pants around with trying to get a relock on, on someone who's dying all the time and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So yes, there is a system in place for that, but there is only a new system, and it seems to be working quite well.
Can you also use the function keys to target the different team members? Am I getting confused with another game?
Don't know if you can. I don't know, to be honest. I've not played any healing classes in this game, so
selfish.
I don't know. It's all about me, me, me.
Oh, glorious leader.
It's good fun healing me though, right?
Keeps me on my toes.
Okay, one final thing I want to cover before we wrap up today then, Matt. You know, we announced the competition winner last week, which was Fastbase.
Yeah, Haiku's great fun.
He's so happy. He's just said, you know, thank you so much, and he's so excited. And it turns out, I didn't realise this, that he's always liked drawing and comic book art and things like that, and he's just so pleased to have won the prize. So I can't think of a more deserving winner, to be honest. And his drawing, he sent me his pictures, and today... the expo is running, so his picture will be drawn today, and I confirmed that with Rockjaw, who confirmed that it was ready to take with him. So fantastic stuff. So I look forward to seeing the end result from that.
Yeah, I saw his post, and reading it I could see the happy bouncy person behind the words.
It was great. It was like, I've never won anything in my life. It just made me really, really pleased that we, you know, chose him, and we didn't even know that, you know, and we didn't know he was into this sort of stuff, and we just chose him on the strength of what his entry was. So I'm really pleased with that. So congratulations, mate.
Yeah, congrats.
It'll be winging its way to you soon. So that's about it. I just want to say that this week, again, we are part of the Virgin Worlds Collective, so do go to virginworlds.com and check out some of the other podcasts. Like I say, this is where I've got all this immersion idea from. There's been some great podcasts over there, and some interesting discussions going on in a lot of casts within the collective. So take the time to listen to those. Get yourself over Planet TR, because that's really becoming a great place again, so take the time to sign up if you're a new player, and again to Tenton Hammer is one of my favorite forums. I suppose this is a good opportunity to shout out to Gangrel, a good player friend that I met, and this is a good time to get onto his forums. If you actually Google for Tabula Rasa forums, he's come up at the top, so I don't know how he's managed that, but well done, mate.
Magic, he deserves it.
If you ever catch him in general chat on the EU server, he's always so helpful, and will take the time to talk to you and answer questions if he can. So another great member of the community there. Then there's, of course, my blog over at gaxonline.com. Follow the Tabula Blogger link on the right-hand side. You can also speak to Matt as Teppo over there.
Yay! Not that anyone ever wants to.
I do, because I can never get hold of you.
Get rid of me.
So, you know, it's great. So take part in the community, enjoy your game, and we'll catch you next week. So see you later.
Ta-ra!